This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. Brevard College will host a pair of key congressional debates that will shape the race for the state's 11th congressional district. The debates are sponsored by Brevard College Debate Society and Young Politicians of America. Democratic candidates Cecil Bothwell and Tom Hill will square off at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 22nd. Republican candidates Spencer Campbell, Jeff Hunt, Mark Meadows, Vance Patterson, Chris Petrella, and Kenny West will debate at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, March 26th. Both debates, which are free and open to the public, will take place in the Porter Center for Performing Arts on the campus of Brevard College. WLOS News anchor Darcell Grimes will serve as the lead moderator for the Democratic debate, and WLOS News anchor Frank Fabroni will moderate the Republican debate. A panel of media representatives from the Asheville Citizen-Times, the Transylvania Times, the Hendersonville Times-News, and the Waynesville Mountaineer will participate. Following the debates, audience members will have an opportunity to meet informally with the candidates. TNW Ventures Incorporated, a small business owned and operated by Tammy Woods of Pisgah Forest, edged out two other finalists to claim the $10,000 first prize in the 2011-2012 Business Development Competition sponsored by the Transylvania Partnership, a local public-private economic development organization. Woods Company is the producer and marketer of Do More Bars, a gluten-free gourmet fruit and nut cereal bar that currently is distributed directly via an internet website and through more than 100 area grocery and specialty stores. There were 15 entries this year, and the plans were evaluated by a team of former and current business owners and managers, including representatives from Blue Ridge Community College, Brevard SCORE, Economic Development Advisory Board, Mountain BizWorks, and Senior Resource Network. For more information about the Do More Bars, you can email Tammy at domorebars.com or you can visit her website at domorebars.com. For more information about the Transylvania Partnership and the Business Development Competition, you can contact Mark Burrows, County Director of Planning and Economic Development, at mark.burrows@transylvaniacounty.org. The Hunger Game movie opens on March 23rd, and Brevard is getting excited. A lot of the scenes in the games were shot here in DuPont State Recreational Forest. According to Tammy Hopkins, film liaison and Transylvania Community Arts Council director, her phone has been ringing off the hook with folks wanting to go see the film locations. Hopkins and Lee Trapp with the Marketing Trap have put together Hunger Game fan tours, which will feature the filming locations used by the Hunger Games movie in DuPont State Recreational Forest. According to Lee Trapp, who has produced and guided a variety of fan-based experiences based on franchises such as Harry Potter and the Twilight series, fan tours for movies and books have become increasingly popular, as readers and viewers alike want to take the opportunity to experience the world their characters live in firsthand and share in their adventures. These tours give them a great way to see some of the movie locations and share in the experience of participating in Hunger Game themed adventures with other like-minded fans. Tours include Hunger Game Day Trips, or for the diehard fan, the Hunger Games Fan Tours Adventure Weekend. To learn more and to register for tours, go to www.hungergamesfantours.com. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.